objective, the present study aimed to examine the effectiveness of compassion-focused therapy in reducing suicidal ideation and sensitivity to criticism among first lower secondary school female students experiencing feelings of loneliness. Methods and materials. This study employed a quasi-experimental design with pretest, post-test, and follow-up assessments, including an experimental group and a control group. The statistical population consisted of first lower secondary school female students who reported feelings of loneliness. A total of 40 eligible students were selected using convenient sampling based on predefined inclusion and exclusion criteria and were randomly assigned to the experimental and control groups. Participants in the experimental group received a structured compassion-focused therapy program delivered in 12 group sessions, while the control group was placed on a waiting list. Data were collected using standardized self-report measures of suicidal ideation and criticism sensitivity at 3 time points. Repeated measures analysis of variance and Bonferroni post-hoc tests were conducted using SPSS version 26 to analyze the data. Findings: the results of repeated measures analysis of variance indicated a significant time-times group interaction effect for suicidal ideation and criticism sensitivity, demonstrating that changes over time differed significantly between the experimental and control groups, p0.001. Significant between-group effects were also observed for both variables, indicating lower levels of suicidal ideation and criticism sensitivity in the compassion-focused therapy group compared with the control group at post-test and follow-up, p0.001. Bonferroni post-hoc comparisons confirmed that the reductions in both outcomes in the intervention group were statistically significant at post-test and maintained at follow-up. Conclusion. Compassion-focused therapy appears to be an effective and sustainable psychological intervention for reducing suicidal ideation and sensitivity to criticism among lonely early adolescent girls, suggesting its potential value for school-based prevention and early intervention programs.